Blue light is on. Blue light on, it means it's active, right?
I think so.
Hello, sir.
Hey, all right.
Thank you, sir.
Make yourself comfortable during the year.
Is it Wendy shows up? How do we handle that?
Well, she might show up before you've finished reading the orders from the other. So as long as she's here by the time we start the hearing, it won't be a problem.
The hearing sounds like
the hearing. The one
they're
here about today.
I think I'm being unlawfully accused.
Good for me to know that. Anyhow.
Yeah, no.
So if it's after the roll call, then we just kind of indicate that she's here.
Yeah. If she came in while you were reading one of the decisions, you finished reading a decision note that she was here.
I think I'm being blamed for something.
Oh, what?
Because it sounds like something I'd say.
Stick around later. I'll tell you the magic words that got me this position. It's a good story.
Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order. The December 15th, 2021 meeting of the Derry Township Zoning Hearing Board is called to order.
I want to make everybody aware that it is and has been the policy of Derry Township to record meetings for the purpose of accurate notes and posting on the township website. Meeting is being recorded for those purposes. Okay, we'll do it.
Is your microphone on?
I think so. Is that better? Maybe I'll move it a little closer. All right, we'll do a roll call. Lindsay Drew?
Here.
Dean Morgan?
Here.
Mike Angelo?
Here.
And me, Steve Seidel, I'm here as well. Note that Sandy Ballard is not here tonight. Okay, did everyone see the suggested edits that I sent in on the minutes? All the board members? Okay. So if we could have a motion to approve those minutes with those edits incorporated?
So moved.
Okay, thank you, Dean.
Second.
Thank you, Mike. Any discussion? Well, that's a good reminder. Silence your cell phones. I'll do that with mine. Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, the minutes are approved. Okay, we have three items of old business tonight. The first is adoption of a decision in the case of Thaddeus Steger, case number 2021-12. I will read the proposed order and then ask for a motion to approve it. Okay, number one, the applicant's request for a variance from section 225-304, table 7, item H, regarding the maximum height of an accessory structure is granted. The applicant may construct the proposed garage to a maximum height of 25.51 feet. Number two, the applicant shall construct the improvements in strict compliance with the revised plans and specifications submitted to the board during the hearing of this matter, provided, however, that if the improvements that are the subject of this hearing as finally constructed require less relief than granted by the board herein, no additional relief from this board shall be required. Number three, except as extended by applicable law, the relief granted herein shall be valid for 1 year from the date hereof. In the event the applicant has not, within the time period provided herein, commenced operations, applied for a building permit relative to the improvements where permits are necessary, or constructed the improvements not requiring permits, the relief granted herein shall be deemed to have expired, and the applicant shall be required to comply with the then existing terms of the zoning ordinance. Number four, any violation of any condition imposed herein shall be a violation of the township zoning ordinance and shall be enforced as provided in the ordinance. Do I have a motion to adopt that order?
So moved.
Thank you, Mike.
Second.
Thank you, Dean. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? That motion carries 4-0. Okay, the next case is adoption of a decision in the case of Brownstone Brokers, LLC, case number 2021-13. Again, I will read a proposed order and ask for a motion. Okay, number one, the applicant's request for a special exception from section 225-603 regarding the substitution of one nonconforming use for another is granted. The applicant may establish a closed-door pharmacy as represented during the hearing of this matter. Number two, the relief granted herein shall be strictly contingent upon there being no change in the use of the business without additional review by the board under section 225-603 for substitution of a nonconforming use. Number three, any violation of any condition imposed herein shall be a violation of the township zoning ordinance and shall be enforced as provided in the ordinance. Do I have a motion to approve that order?
So moved.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Second.
Thank you, Dean. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, that motion carries 4-0. All right, the next order is adoption of a decision in the case of Jeffrey McNear, case number 2021-14. Again, I'll read a proposed order and ask for a motion to adopt it. Number one, the applicant's request for a variance from section 225-303, table 5, regarding the side yard setback for an accessory use is granted. The applicant may encroach to within 38 feet of the side yard property line for the proposed pool. Number two, the applicant shall construct the improvements in strict compliance with the plans and specifications submitted to the board during the hearing of this matter, provided, however, that if the improvements that are the subject of this hearing as finally constructed require less relief than granted by the board herein, no additional relief from this board shall be required. Number three, except as extended by applicable law, the relief granted herein shall be valid for 1 year from the date hereof. In the event the applicant has not, within the time period provided herein, commenced operations, applied for a building permit relative to the improvements where permits are necessary, or constructed the improvements not requiring permits, the relief granted herein shall be deemed to have expired and the applicant shall be required to comply with the then existing terms of the zoning ordinance. Number four, any violation of any condition imposed herein shall be a violation of the township zoning ordinance and shall be enforced as provided in the ordinance. I have a motion to adopt that.
So moved.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Second.
Thank you, Dean. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That motion also passes 4-0. Okay, new business. We have one item tonight. A hearing in the case of Kevin Pausa, and I apologize if I'm not pronouncing that correctly. Case number 2021-15. Who's here tonight to testify for the? Okay. Are you the only one who will be testifying?
I believe yes.
I'm sorry. You're the only one who'll be testifying?
No. Yep.
How's that? Yes, I'm only one testifying, yes.
Okay, let me swear you in first then. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you. If you could please state your full name and your address or your affiliation, how you're related to the applicant.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Randall Wright, I'm a landscape architect with Hanover Engineering, tonight representing Kevin Pausa, the property owner, and our request for a variance regarding a driveway. I'll start with a brief as soon as I get my pointer out.
You let me know what you need me to do.
Okay. You know you go to too many meetings when you have your own laser. The property is located on the east side of Stouffer's Church Road. I'm going to, for clarity's sake, just say that Stouffer's Church runs generally north and south. The whole property is 37 acres, currently in agricultural use, and it's also zoned conservation. David, if we could go to the cluster option sketch, please. Previously, the Board of Supervisors, we had submitted, and the Board of Supervisors have approved a cluster option on this property by your net developable area calculation. Seven lots are permitted. The sketch you see here on the screen has those seven lots shown, averaging roughly 2 acres per lot, with the balance of the site then in open space. And I apologize, I don't have the date written down. The supervisors approved that, I think, in July, if I'm not mistaken, sometime through the summer here. And part of that cluster design and per the township regulations is this common, what I'll call a common driveway. It's basically a private street that's owned by the community, maintained by the community, to serve the lots. The focus, and David, if you could slide that down just a little bit, or go to the other exhibit, either one. Our focus tonight is what I'm going to say, Lot 1, which is in the northwest corner of the property. That's the location. There was an existing house in that location on the farmstead. As well, there was an existing driveway that went out to Stafford Church Road. We have the ability and we believe the right to continue to use that driveway, but our request tonight is, and I'm sorry, that driveway came directly out onto Stafford Church Road. Our request tonight is focused on a different driveway configuration where the house on that lot would be served by a driveway that would connect to the common driveway within the development and then come to a common access point out on Stafford Church Road. I tend not to pause. Are there any questions from the board thus far? Okay.
Don't worry. We'll stop you if we have something urgent. Otherwise, we'll save them for when you're done.
Thank you. So our request is to allow a seventh driveway, and I say seventh. Section 225.501.43(b)(4) of the zoning ordinance does say that the maximum number of dwelling units that can be served by a common driveway is 6. So, in essence, we are asking to add one more to allow 7 driveways along the common driveway. And I will say that driveway itself is roughly 1,300 feet long. So, I mean, I don't want the impression that we're squeezing driveways into this common driveway. The driveways are spaced, 200 or 300 feet apart, even in the cluster scheme. I would say as we're focused on 6 driveways or 6 dwellings versus 7, I will state this is more, in our mind, more of a dimensional variance instead of a use variance, so there's a little less emphasis on hardship. But I will get to our main hardship criteria. I'm going to hand out an exhibit so I can document some site distances.
I have enough for
everybody to have one. Thank you. Mike, you're good. Thank you. Okay. Yes, it's 11 by 17 if you open it up. Oh, yes. What we've tried to do here is document the site distances of the existing driveway that served the existing house, as well as the common driveway, which is slightly further south. You can see by the numbers there, not to get focused on those, but the key, there's a high point between these two driveways on Stafford Church Road, and that is the limiting factor in site distance. The existing driveway that served the existing house as you exited the lot, looking to the left, you had we have available site distance of about 225 feet. In fact, by the township regulations, that really was required to have 245 feet, but obviously it was existing, nonconformity. If we go then slightly south to the left on your drawing, you see that the common driveway has a site distance looking to the north, to the right, of 325 feet. So in essence, in our mind, there's an increase of 100 feet of site distance by allowing this one lot to come out to the common driveway as opposed to using the old driveway. It's an increase in safety, an increase in site distance. So we could probably put that forth as our main hardship criteria based on the safety of that one lot entering and exiting on Stafford Church Road. I would also throw out a few other items. Number one, it is one additional driveway. We're not talking about 8 or 10 driveways onto a street that's only allowed to have 6. We're talking about one more. We could almost throw the term de minimis out, but it's only, you can't have less than one more. But we're only going from 6 to 7. Again, I mentioned the average separation of driveways on the common driveway is well over 200 feet, so it's not a crowded street to begin with. One of the buzz terms lately now is access management. All the townships like to minimize the number of connections and turning movements onto their existing roads. So this in essence would pull those turning movements out of the existing driveway and bring it down to the common driveway, which is better controlled. And lastly, from the community standpoint, by this configuration, with this lot number one coming down to the common driveway, the community now has all seven lots who participate in the ownership and maintenance of the common driveway, as opposed to only the six that were shown previously. So it's I know the township staff and what I have dealt with them over the years is always concerned that when you have a common driveway, a private street, that the maintenance, that there's funds enough for the maintenance. So the more homes that come on to the driveway, common driveway, the more people can chip in to basically maintain it and repair it over the years. So none of those are really hardship. I think those are all positive factors. I think the application went through most of the hardship criteria pretty well, but I did want to touch on the fact that obviously the character in the neighborhood will not be altered in any way. In fact, I guess slightly improved, again, because this single driveway is getting removed and access to lot number one will be through the common driveway that's proposed. I think that's it in a nutshell for now.
I have a couple of questions, and other board members may have some as well. You said that there was an existing house and driveway. Has that been removed?
Yes, both the driveway and the house have been removed. In fact, I don't have to enter this as an exhibit, but let me just pass that out quick.
So this driveway that you're indicating, the 225 feet, is technically not, it's physically not there at the moment.
Where's the
driveway? Is that right?
That is true. The property owner, Mr. Pauza, the house was not in the greatest shape, so he removed the house. And when they did that, they also removed the driveway.
Okay. And then how about this barn that's shown and the other gravel driveway to the left of the one that you were talking about? That's shown on the plan you submitted?
Yes, if I can.
Yeah, why don't you orient us to this first? That might help.
I'm sorry.
Can you point to where the driveway is?
Yeah, I'm going to. On your 8.5 by 11. Yeah.
Can you orient us to these buildings? What are these buildings versus what's on the plan that you gave us?
I'll do that.
Connect these two.
Let me see what David has pulled up. Actually, we can look at that as well. The structure you see remaining on the screen is the barn.
Okay, now you're confusing me more because I've got a photo here. So how does this photo relate to what David's showing?
The line across the top.
Isn't this the road?
Is Stouffer's Church Road, yes.
It's this.
Okay.
In the barn.
This is
the barn. How about we withdraw this and you just use that?
I can do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have two different photos here. It's just confusing.
So we'll no longer use this.
It wasn't entered as an official exhibit.
Okay. All right.
Oh, it's this here. So this isn't even their property.
Here we go.
If I have to ask you if you agree with something, we know we're in trouble, right?
yes. On the screen, South of Church Road. Okay. North and south. This is an existing gravel driveway that comes into the barn that is on site right now.
And that's the one in the middle of your of this drawing. Is that right? That says gravel drive?
Yes, yes it is.
That's that one that you just pointed to.
Yes. Okay. The only structure out there now is the barn.
That's the barn.
This I'll call it dirt area is where the house sat. and you can see the driveway coming out to Southford Street.
The point is, that's that. Okay.
Okay, good. And what's this behind the bar?
Behind here?
Yeah, what's all that?
That was also a agricultural building that has been taken down.
Okay. All right, and this other small building at the bottom of your screen is this?
Oh, that's the that's the agricultural building. It's kind of like a farm outbuilding that was installed about a year ago.
And that's remaining, or that's
yes.
going to remain?
Yes, that is remaining.
But it's going to remain, or is that being removed?
Yes, no, that will remain. Yes.
And how about the barn? Is that staying or going?
That's to be determined yet. They're not sure if they want to keep the barn or take it down.
Okay, and how about the gravel driveway to the barn?
The gravel driveway to the barn will ultimately be removed, yes.
Will be removed.
Yes.
Okay. So the barn may remain, but there will be no other access to Stafford's Church based on what's being proposed, is that right?
That is correct, yes.
And then I'm looking at Google Earth and on what you had provided to us, there was another building right up adjacent to Stafford's Church Road.
Up here?
Down to the left, like right to the left of the gravel drive.
That's no longer there either. Small cinder block agricultural building, so that's been removed also, yeah.
So the only one, all that's left is what we see on here, which is the barn structure and then the new agricultural building down on the other side.
That is correct.
Okay.
The screenshot you see right now is the current condition of the site.
So it's in there. There we go. Got
it. It looks like it's a large gravel area, right, both on the photo and on your drawing. Behind the barn, that whole area there looks like it's all gravel.
This here? Yes. Yeah. In fact, part of that, Mr. Chairman, was a lean-to shed kind of roof structure that was attached to the barn and came out over like an old barnyard sort of structure, and that has obviously been removed also.
And is all that gravel going to be removed? Is that gravel being removed along with the driveway out to Stafford's Church?
I would say ultimately all of this will definitely be into a grass condition because it's going to be a residential lot. Yeah, there'll be a new house on here in some location.
Okay, so all the gravel is going to go and either be where a structure is going to be, the house, or will be vegetation.
Yes.
Other than the driveway to the common driveway. Okay.
So the barn will be part of lot one.
If the barn remains, it is on
it
lot
will be,
one.
Okay.
Yes.
It's not on common area.
Right. Right.
And is lot one right now a separate parcel?
No. That lot. My reference to lot one is that will be created as part of the cluster option. Okay. Scheme that we saw earlier.
So Randy, just so I understand this, simply said, you could you have this access to lot one with the gravel driveway now if, you know, hypothetically this were to be denied, would you be forced then to have the access from Stauffer Church Road to where that gravel driveway was to connect to lot one? And then use these other driveways, you know, for the other six lots? Is that?
Yes, that's one way to put it. We feel we could always go back to a direct connection to Stauffer Church Road.
Okay.
If we had to.
Yeah.
But again, primarily.
But you just wanted to include this lot as a part of this community, kind
that's,
of.
Is
that's
that true.
The, okay, I understand yes. what you're.
But I will point to the safety issues of a much safer entrance with the common driveway than the site distance conditions we find either at the old house driveway or at the gravel driveway for the barn. Both of those have some limitations to their site distance.
On the plans in the application, it appears that the line of lot one is where that second gravel drive is on the left side of the barn. And then the common driveway would be below that, and that's how you would connect it. So the gravel driveway will be shut off. So there will be no other access to Stafford's Church, which would create just one exit from the common driveway instead of having multiple driveways for the cluster of homes.
Yes. Maybe the best way to put it is yes. All the driveway connections for lot one
will be closed
removed.
Off. Okay.
with the proposed connection for the lot one house down to the common driveway.
Okay.
Are there any other aspects of the conditional use that was granted that are relevant to this that you need to discuss with us? Anything that the supervisors imposed as part of the conditional use that we should be considering? I don't know that we've received that documentation.
To my knowledge, no. I mean, we do have the decision. In fact, I do not think there were many unusual or extraordinary conditions attached to it all. Though I will say this, the particular situation we're talking about was specifically included in the decision. Just so their decision gave this board the flexibility of whether you approve or deny, you know, we could still get access for lot number one.
Okay. And we do, I guess we do have a copy of the order, so that can be considered.
Yeah, it's up on the screen.
And I presume since it has an easement already in here, there is an easement for lot one, where lot one's owner will have to take care of that additional driveway that we're referring to?
Yes, the driveway easement you see on my site distance exhibit, that crosses some of the common open space. So, yes, through the subdivision planning process, we would document that easement as well as the maintenance of that easement.
Okay.
Any other questions from the board?
Okay. So the board has 45 days to render a...
Comment.
I'm sorry?
Public comment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Anyone here from the public that wishes to comment? Okay. Seeing none. The board has 45 days to render a decision, and you have 30 days to appeal if you're aggrieved in any way. Thank you for your presentation.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, is there any other business? If not, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We're adjourned.
That's me.
Dean.
If you could just pay a little more attention to what I'm saying now, you wouldn't have to listen to it later.